Sweden school shooting death toll rises to 11 including gunmen. By Oliver J.J. Lane on February 5, 2025. Swedish authorities increased the official death toll of the country's worst mass shooting at an adult education school to 11, with 6 injured. Police say the large school campus and level of carnage that confronted them as they stormed campus Risbergska in Norrebro, Sweden on Tuesday afternoon made identifying just how many victims of a shooting attack initially difficult. Officially announced estimates rose from 5 injured to 10 killed on Tuesday, and now has been revised again to 11 killed including the gunman himself. In addition to the 11 fatalities at the adult remedial school, 6 people were injured, 3 seriously. Of those admitted to hospital for surgery were 3 women and 2 men, and 1 other woman sustained minor injuries. 2 people remain in intensive care on Wednesday. Sweden's Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson said on Tuesday evening, "This is the worst mass shooting in Swedish history. All victims were aged over 18 years old." The identity of the 35-year-old male shooter has not officially been released by police, and Swedish media are colluding with the authorities in this regard, releasing limited details about the deceased attacker but stopping short of naming him. Newspaper often blotted, for instance, states it has spoken to family members who described him as a loner who had long ago stopped talking to family and friends. The paper states the killer lived under the radar. He had never had any interactions with the police, had never taken out a student loan, and had changed his name in 2017. He had no declared income for several years apart from a small passive income, such as from interest payments or shares, of around $8,000. His home has been raided and police have recovered digital devices for investigation. No motive has been publicly acknowledged, but police say they are not aware of any terrorism angle. Witnesses state the man entered the school carrying a guitar bag, which Associated Press describes as offering primary and secondary educational classes for adults aged 20 and older, Swedish language classes for immigrants, vocational training and programs for people with intellectual disabilities, and entering a bathroom around lunchtime Tuesday. Inside, he is stated to have changed into military-style green fatigues and retrieved an automatic weapon from the bag. The gunman was described as walking around the school calmly as he shot. Often blotted say he is thought to have thrown a smoke grenade when police arrived, and 6 police officers were treated for smoke inhalation. The gunman shot himself dead once police were on the scene.